The killing in Sudan's Darfur region must stop now, and those responsible for the conflict must be brought to justice. That was the call from outgoing UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to an emergency session of the Human Rights Council, and his appeal was echoed by the Holy See's representative there in Geneva, Archbishop Silvano Tomasi.
The government of Sudan cannot ignore anymore or downplay this terrible tragedy. The human rights violations must be stopped, and there will be a call for ending a system of impunity on the part of the perpetrators of these crimes.
The 47-nation Human Rights Council held a special meeting last week to try and find ways of stopping the violence, which began in 2003 when rebels in the Darfur region took up arms against the government in Khartoum. An estimated 200,000 people have died since then, and over 2 million others have fled in fear of attacks by the government-supported Janjaweed militias. Despite a Security Council resolution and the presence of some 7,000 African Union peacekeepers, the violence has intensified, though the Sudanese government continues to deny the scale of the conflict. After intense negotiations in Geneva, the Human Rights Council agreed on Wednesday to send a top-level delegation to the region to push for a negotiated solution and to investigate the causes of the crisis. Archbishop Tomasi told me why this decision is so important.
The reasons for the concern of the international community for the situation in Darfur is based on the tragedy that for over 3 years has been going on in that part of the world. The responsibility of the international community to try to prevent the further violation of human rights and above all, to put a stop to the conflict and to the killing and to the raping of girls and women, to the burning of villages, has prompted a large number of countries, members and non-members of the Human Rights Council, to introduce a special resolution. And the conclusion was reached that was positive, I would say, even if not strong enough, probably, but under the circumstances, it was the best outcome one could have expected. The resolution, after much debate over the real situation in Darfur, with denials and affirmation of atrocities, provides for the president of the Human Rights Council to send a delegation, a mission of five notable and expert people to assess the human rights situation in that region of Africa, to cooperate with the government of Sudan in the implementation of human rights, to report back to the next regular session of the council. The results in the next regular session will be in the months of March, April 2007. So the importance of this decision reached by consensus is that all groups, Western group, African group, Asian group, found it necessary to compromise and at the same time to assert clearly that the violation of human rights in Darfur can no longer be tolerated. In fact, there have been talks of genocide even in Darfur, for Darfur. Secondly, the importance of the decision reached opens the way for a new style of work in the Council itself, looking for more consensus and more agreement across regional groups to give effectiveness and to give a greater impact to the decisions of the Council itself, so that the reform of the UN that shows up in a particular way, positive way, with the reform of the Human Rights Council can really bear some results.
In his own address to the Human Rights Council session on Darfur, Archbishop Tomasi stressed the humanitarian tragedy, or genocide as some countries call it, which continues to claim the lives of men, women and children on a daily basis.
Children are killed purposely, male children. Women are raped, as I mentioned. Villages are destroyed and people forced to move out of their land, their traditional places of residence and survival. Also, I try to emphasize the fact that there is a serious risk of destabilization of the whole region with fighters moving across borders into Chad, into the Central African Republic, and large numbers of refugees creating local difficulties where they go because of the need of survival for them and risk of competition for scarce resources with the local population. So all in all, it has been a very emotional, debated special session of the Human Rights Council, but at the same time, it ended up with, I would say, a positive conclusion. Of course, now the burden of proof, so to say, rests with the president of the council to select a mission, members of the mission going to Darfur, who are credible, who are competent, and who will be able to really influence through appropriate negotiations even the government of Sudan to do all it can to stop the violence.
As you say, this is one of the most serious humanitarian crises in the world. It's been going on for some 3 years, and yet the international community so far has failed to convince the government of Sudan to act to stop this conflict. What makes you hopeful that this new resolution by the Human Rights Council, that it can really make a difference?
True enough, this tragedy has been going on for much too long. And the efforts of the international community, including the Abuja peace agreement, have not been functioning very well up to now. What gives a ray of hope to the whole situation is the fact that there is a convergence of opinions and a sense of collective responsibility that involves the government of Sudan, who sent a special representative to the Human Rights Council to speak for the government, the Islamic countries, the African countries, the Western countries, all agreeing that the violence has to stop now. And secondly, that objective, reliable information needs to be collected so that the international community and the government of Sudan can proceed to remedy the situation. It's a moment of goodwill. We are still at the level of agreement and goodwill and not yet at the level of action, but this is the first positive step in order to arrive at some kind of practical action on the ground. So for this reason, I think that there is some hope that a little progress will be made.
You're talking about this mission reporting back sometime at the beginning of next year, maybe March 2007. In the meantime, what else can you and can the Human Rights Council be doing, perhaps, to try and help the victims, the people who are suffering there right now?
I think the first step is to continue keeping the pressure up, both in terms of public opinion around the world, through the UN structures, and in negotiations with the government of Sudan. The government of Sudan can not ignore anymore or downplay this terrible tragedy. So the monitoring on the part of voluntary agencies, on the part of NGOs and others on the ground, the representatives of the UN of the African Union is a guarantee that there will be more visibility given to the problems in the region of Darfur. Second, I think that the fact that an agreement has been reached that the human rights violations must be stopped and that there will be a call for ending a system of impunity on the part of the perpetrators of these crimes is also going to be a deterrent. In fact, the International Tribunal will begin to look at the possibility of indicting some of the people who have been responsible for the worst crimes and killings in Darfur. So I think that a process has been set in motion that may lead, and this is where we all hope and pray for success, it will may lead to a final ending of the conflict between the rebel groups, the government militia-backed forces, the army of Sudan, and all the people involved in this messy and tragic disruption of life, and really, as some governments have defined it, a genocide, will come to an end.
And yet there is at the moment a real risk of this conflict spreading to neighbouring countries, to Chad, to the Central African Republic. How much concern is there about that at international level?
There is a very serious concern, because if the conflict continues to spread, as it has already started to spread in these republics of Africa bordering Darfur, there may be a repetition of another Congo situation, where tribal, ethnic, economic interests, political ambitions all play together to translate that situation into an impossible way to handle it. So this is the serious risk that exists. That's why a sense of urgency is felt by everybody, and it was obvious during the debates in the Human Rights Council that something needs to be done right now to prevent even greater damage and greater evil.
The Catholic Church, of course, has a number of missionaries, of personnel working out there in the areas where the conflict is claiming so many victims. Is there anything else you can do to support them at this difficult time?
I think the simple fact that there is a presence of disinterested people trying to serve and protect the local population is a deterrent for more violence. And highlighting the real objective situation on the ground through the information that people, missionaries or local clergy from the church in Sudan can witness is going to help the overall situation. And from our part, I think what needs to be done is to keep insisting and to keep very visible the need to continue the concern of the international community for stabilization of the situation in Darfur, because the international media occasionally speaks about the tragedy in Darfur, but then for long periods it's total silence. But in the meantime, the violence, the conflicts, the killing and the destroying of villages continue to go on. So we need to help through the exact documentation and direct witnesses of people on the ground to keep the visibility of this tragedy in before the international community.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Silvano Tomasi, the Holy See's permanent observer to the United Nations in Geneva.